Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Lori Beth Jones Morning Blog Talk Radio for Mondays. We are live in studio this morning. Lori Beth is, I think, going to dial in here in just a little bit, but she is running behind schedule as she is driving to a business appointment this morning. But we are excited to have Anita Gage with us of CenterStageCoach.com. And Anita has a great story to share with us today and a little bit about, you know, what she does in Center Stage Coach. So welcome, Anita, to Lori Beth's show this morning.
Thank you, Shelley. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It looks like Lori Beth is going to join us. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We were just a little bit anxious, but since you're here, take it away.
Okay. Well, I'm thrilled today to have Anita Gage as our guest. And, you know, I could spend a long time talking about her awards. She's been a vice president of Fortune 500 companies. She has an MBA from the University of Phoenix. She participates in Big Brother, Big Sister. And she graduated in 2011 from the Leadership Springfield class. But she says no achievement compares to her faith. She has called many places home, Chicago, Colorado, Houston, St. Louis, and she enjoys cooking, writing, and spending quality time with family and friends. And she has two grandchildren who keep her heart skipping a beat. What we're going to be talking about today in the show is Center Stage, which is a business venture focused on coaching and workshops where she will use the PATH assessment. So welcome, Anita.
Thank you, Lori Beth.
So tell us, how did Center Stage get created?
Center Stage was actually a concept that I had, and I ran it by two business partners who thought it would be a good endeavor to focus on. And we're really looking at women and how they need a tighter network and supporting system. With everything that's going on in the economy, a lot of women have built up facades. Sometimes it's because of shame or they don't have support or they have a lack of hope. So Center Stage is an opportunity to bring women together, to allow them to have some sisterhood and conversations and support to help them navigate through life.
So how is it different from other coaching and workshop companies?
The difference in Center Stage is, from the company's perspective, we have people that come in and work for us. And when they work for us, we don't look at this as being a long-term endeavor. It's more about you're coming in to initially help us, but one of the things you have to give us as a part of your application process is what is your purpose in life? And then part of the exchange we will give for you is helping you get to that purpose.
You know, so many people just go about their days and they have no idea what their purpose is. What is yours?
My purpose is really helping other people realize their dreams, and I do it from a spiritual perspective and helping them to ensure they're very rooted in their faith. And then now that we know that you're rooted in your faith and you have a purpose that you can tie onto it, it's helping you bring that into fruition.
So what is one thing that you could do differently, or if you could do one thing differently, what would it be?
I wish that I knew things earlier in life, but I can't say I would really have done things differently because everything that has happened to me or for me has all made me into the individual that I am today. And without those trials and tribulations, I wouldn't have as much to pour into the lives of others.
That's a great perspective. What do you wish you had known that you know now?
I wish I had known about a personal board of directors. It's something that I'm very passionate about. It's similar to having a sisterhood with the exception of this is a group of individuals that are selected to help me be the best me that I can be.
So how do you get a personal board of directors?
When I first heard about personal board of directors, it was a book that I read a couple years ago, and it gave me a few ideas on looking at who I go to repeatedly, either for assistance or to answer questions, to give me advice. And I took that list and went and had some one-on-one conversations, and then I landed on 5 people. So they are my personal board of directors, and they help me through life the same way a board of directors would help a company.
You know, that's one of the things that I've observed, a difference between men and women. Men are very used to having boards of directors. And with women, I think we can do it all. We can do it alone. We're going to, you know, shoulder through this. So when, how do you recruit a board of directors?
When I went to the initial 2 people that I went to, they were not as receptive as I thought they would be, but I think it gets back to what men are comfortable with versus women. And when you're sharing, of yourselves, sometimes it's not as easy to do, especially for women, because we're also not accustomed to tooting our own horns. So the individuals, after I explained it to them, and I'm not coming to you every day, it's probably more than likely once a month, they were very receptive, and now we have our meeting routines in place, and it works very well for all parties involved.
So what do you look for in a personal board member?
I've looked for people that I wanted to emulate, people that I looked up to, either because of where they've gotten to in life in general or how I see them interacting with other people. In the past, I would somewhat be reclusive, where I didn't interact with people much, and I saw other people and the excitement they had when they engaged with people. And those were the first 2 people I went after. Those were individuals that can help me come out of my shell.
Ah. Now, you mentioned using the PATH assessment, so I'm assuming that you are familiar with the earth, water, wind, and fire. What are you elementally?
I am elementally a water, which is relationship-focused, but I never flourished in that. I always worked alone and had my head down to the grind, wanted to accomplish my business goals, and I never reached out to people. But after taking my assessment and seeing that was truly a part of who I am, it was such a relief, and it gives me now the ability to have conversations that I never would have had in my past.
So, you know, being a water, it's just interesting how you said that you were always trying to be a fire, it sounds like, working hard and making things happen, and yet your strength is in relationships, right?
That is true, and I think part of working into being that fire is I was becoming what my job was instead of who I am as an individual.
Ah, that is amazing. I think, too, that one of the things that women do is we tend to personalize everything. And so with the board of directors, how do you not take it personally when they say, we can't believe you did that, or what are you thinking? How do you handle, you know, sometimes the criticisms or the perceived criticism of a board?
I appreciate the criticism because my goal in life has always been to be the best me that I can be. Now, at first, when you hear it initially, you can be taken aback, but you have to realize it's there for your own benefit. And if you're willing to take what they're telling you and internalize it and then act upon it, it's just helping you to be a better person.
Can you share an example of that happening in your life with your board?
Oh, sure. I was looking at buying a piece of property because it's the big things in life that I typically would not research all the details into. These are very detail-orientated people, and based on feedback that they gave me, I took the decisions. I took all of the things they had to say and then decided it was not the best thing for me to do at that moment in time.
And aren't you glad now that you didn't?
I am so ecstatic to you just wouldn't believe it, because I would not be in a good shape right now.
It's so important to have people who have a different perspective, and particularly, I think, a different elemental perspective from us. And so as a water, you can get excited, and then the fire says, well, you need to move faster, or the wind says, have you thought about this, or the earth particularly says, well, let's drill down on the details. So if you are going to recruit women to Center Stage, what would you tell them now? How would you recruit people to center stage?
When I recruit people now, we actually look at their path profile to find out what type of individual it is and how they would best fit. So right now we have myself as a water, we have an earth, we have a fire, but we don't have a wind. So we're really trying to find that wind person to help be a part of the team.
Yeah, they're probably scared about the word board.
Exactly.
Now, as you look at your family members, Anita, and you say, you know, your two grandchildren, can you see elementally what they are and what their strengths might be growing up?
I definitely can. My grandson, I can certainly see fire in him. And he's been that way ever since he was born. He's always been adventurous. He's always been intense. And now with the competitiveness, he's starting to take karate. My granddaughter on the other side is very, very sensitive. So my first inclination for her is she is going to be a full-blooded water.
Wow. And your daughter, is she, have you guessed what she is or you know, talked to her about how she can raise the kids?
My daughter, I think, is a combination of fire and wind. But she hasn't taken the assessment yet. I got to get her comfortable with it just because the word assessment for her means different things. So I'm trying to help her understand the importance of how it can help her in her relationship with her husband and with her friends. I think once she gets comfortable with it, she's probably going to ask me to have several of her friends take it as well.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Now, how did you hear about the path and about our program?
I was searching on the internet looking for an assessment to use for center stage, and we wanted something that people could remember easily, and we wanted something that could have a spiritual connection. So when I looked at the elements and I thought about the different things that the Bible says about earth, wind, and fire, not only is it very easy for people to retain, there are several scriptures that tie into it.
Which, you know, I have a new book out called The Four Elements of Christian Leadership, and in it I talk about the different biblical characters and how they could have benefited from a personal board of directors. And so when you think about Elijah, what element would you say Elijah is or was?
Ooh, I would say Elijah was probably a fire.
Yes, yes. You know, calling down fire and into the big dramatic displays, you know, didn't have much patience with people. And I think with the strength of water and what you have to bring is this steadiness and the ability to be a solution. Literally, water is a solution, you know, to bring a solution to problems or situations. So how many people do you have involved in center stage right now?
Right now there are five of us, and we have a sixth person that's preparing to come on board within the next 2 weeks.
Right. So what do they meet? You meet once a month, or how does it work?
We actually meet as a team every Thursday. We have a conference call for 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
Unless we are preparing for an event, so we have a major event coming up in October we're preparing for, so we're actually going to be conversating at least twice a week.
Wow, that's intense. So, and you know, studies show that weekly meetings are what make things move forward. Anything less
yes.
than that, probably not going to happen. So what's the event in October?
In October, we have a women's ministry at a church called Family Bible Fellowship in Fremont, California. And they are having a 2-day event where we're going to take them through the path profiles. And then we're building out some custom workshops on self-esteem, dealing with conflict, and communication.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, how do you see the path assessment as a communication tool?
It is the leadership team there. They are going through some scripted training right now. And the missing element they had was not knowing how each of them communicates. So I talked to them about the path profile. Though they will have been through all their other training, they are still excited about having this come just so that they can be able to identify inside of each other, who fits which profile, and then now that they know what profile they are, how to better communicate one with the other.
Boy, it is, you know, it's one thing to get your own profile and get comfortable with that and understand how you tick and think and operate. It's another thing altogether to begin to apply that knowledge to other elements, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I think now that we have done our assessment here at Center Stage, the detail earth person has become like my right hand. So if we're looking to purchase or do research, the first call I make is to her to say, can you check this out for me?
And it makes her feel valued, and she sees that, you know, she's a part of the team, and it covers your bases, you know, because we all have areas where we're not the strongest. So this is very exciting. Anita Gage at Center Stage. Hey, that's got a nice ring to it. And how can people reach you?
They can reach us on our website at www.centerstagecoach.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anita, for all that you're doing. And I want to encourage our listeners to sign up with Center Stage. And blessings to you in your October event.
Thank you so much, Lori Beth.
All right. Have a great day.
You also.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.